Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday, the 10th of April, 7 p.m. Apologies for absence I've received from Councillor Tony Hill, Councillor Rob Axding, and Councillor Brenda Taylor. As far as I'm aware, we have no substitutes this evening. I don't think there's any other apologies. So I'll move on to the public speaking section. We have got one person that wishes to speak against the planning application. I'll therefore remind people that representations I will take ahead of each discussion by councillors on the application, and that members of the public have already made their names known. Representations can take up to 3 minutes, and we're already aware that Mr. Adams wishes to speak against the planning application. So the application that Mr. Trevor Adams wishes to speak against is planning application 17/0615 full, 62 Foxholes Hill, detached garage and garden store. Can I have members' permission that we take this as the first item on the agenda, please? Agree. Thank you. So can I ask Mr. Trevor Adams to address our planning committee, please, sir?
I'm Trevor Adams of 60 Foxholes Hill, and I've objected to the planning application for the construction of a detached garage and garden store at 62 Foxholes Hill, adjacent to us, and I wish to comment upon the impact on her property. We were very disappointed with our neighbour's application and view it as a serious encroachment into our lives. We consider the position of the garage and workshop to be invasive and out of character with the area. Although the building could be placed nearer the road, that's this way, it is planned to be further back and well behind the building line at the front of number 62. Its proposed position and height of over 2 metres will seriously restrict sunlight and daylight into our dining room, which is on the side of our property concealing the right. The garage would be in the space between our properties, and its proposed siting means that the garage side wall would be far too close and directly outside the dining room window, and only 1 metre from it. Restriction of light is inevitable. I was surprised today to see a letter which has appeared on the website, the East End District Council website. It's been reproduced on there. In it, Mr. Dibley alleges that the true reason for our objection is based on loss of view. He has attacked my veracity, I think, by telling untruths, and I found that unacceptable. I have previously told him I would be objecting for a number of reasons, and this objection is based on the clear fact that the dining room in the dining room will be reduced light. To propose a wall across the dining room window and only 1 metre from it shows a complete and unreasonable disregard of the impact this building would have upon our property, and I ask for the application to be refused. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. Our members, this is application in the Little Ward, application 17/0651 full, 62 Foxholes Hill, detached garage and garden store. We have received some comments and representations, obviously, from Mr. Adams, which I'll ask Sue if she'll just summarise for you.
Yes, Highways First do not wish to comment. Southwest Water state that the applicant should be advised to contact them if unable to comply with requirements for asset protection and service water services. Councillor Mark Williamson objects to this tandem garage. It would have a serious detrimental effect on the amenity of residents at number 60, as it would be overbearing and reduce their daylight and sunlight to the living room. The height of the garage at 2.6 metres would be above the height of the boundary wall, and the separation from the boundary is barely 1 metre. And then obviously the representation from gentlemen here. I did pre-see the actual comment that you put on East Devon's website. You object on the grounds of unacceptable loss of light into the side window of the kitchen and the dining room. You're concerned that the plans are inaccurate and underrepresent impact on your property. The height and length and closeness of the garage would be overbearing and a detriment to your living environment. Thank you.
Councillor Bruce to Sarum.
Thank you, Chair. I can say that Councillor Nash and myself duly visited the property, and some of the pictures, obviously, you can see are ones we took. Clearly, you can see the property, the 60 Foxholes property here, quite clearly showing where the wall would be. The garage is going to go quite close to that wall. It's obviously going to have an impact on the window, as you can see the windows, and the object was drawn a little red hatch dots to show the height and measurement. And I'd just like to say that, from what I understand, garages keep done with can be bulky, take up a substantial part of the plot. They must be designated and cited carefully so they don't dominate the house, intrude on the street scene, or affect a neighbour's amenity. And so basically, as far as I can see, the garage that this person is intending to build is totally out of character, as Mark Williams has written in his note. It's totally out of character with the entire street scene of the area, and will of course cause great concern to the people here today. And so I would respectfully say that we would be unable to accept this application, and we would be declined for refusal.
Thank you. Councillor Bill Nash.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Undoubtedly, the closeness of this garage being built right up to the wall of number 60 in the height means there is literally less than a metre from the side wall roof of the garage to the window of the dining room. Totally unacceptable, and I support what the Councillor DeSerna said.
Thank you. Councillor Chapman.
Can I make an observation? If the gentleman 62 Foxholes wants a garage and garden stall, why didn't he put it next to his bungalow instead of right up against the wall so it casts a shadow on next door?
Well, Chair, it is next to his bungalow because where the garage is going to fit in, facing from the road scene there, that is the applicant's bungalow on the left. On the right is number 60, which is the gentleman that's asking us to refuse it. So, and he's going to put it right across on both walls. So there's nowhere else he could put it, notwithstanding he's already got a double garage there anyway.
Councillor Dumper.
Yeah, just to say, Chair, if those two bungalows had been built so they were attached and they shared a garage, then they never put that window where you have your window. The whole idea of building in front of your window seems to be absolute lack logic, lack consideration, and all the rest of it. And I would, I'm sure everyone in this room would oppose that from those, for planning reasons as well, for loss of life, loss of.
So it's proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis that it would have a detrimental effect on the amenity of the residents at number 60, and that obviously the height would also, the height that's being higher than the current boundary wall, would also prevent, well, it would have an overbearing effect and loss of light and loss of amenity to the adjoining property. All those in favour of refusal? Any against? No, that's carried. Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'll now move on to the rest of the agenda. Minutes of the meeting held on the 27th of March have been circulated. Is your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes.
Thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. Has any members got any interest that they wish to be noted? Councillor Fred Cagill.
1706304, St John's Lodge, John Wright. I'm known to the applicant, he's known to me.
Thank you. Councillor Maddie Chapman.
Licensing.
Thank you. Councillor Cherry Nicholas. And Councillor Bailey. Councillor De Serum, all licensing. Got no items of.
Chairman, I'll just mention, are you going to have enough people if the ones associated with licensing leave? Are you going to have enough people to make that decision?
It's only for matters for consideration. We haven't got to make a decision.
Fair enough.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. We're not quorate as such, but we can make observations and then we can always have them agreed. I've no matters of urgent business. Now then, determine applications under delegated powers. The one application that we do have, which is 17-0016 advertising, was deferred until a later date, as we've received a resubmission of details by the applicant, which has not yet been validated. So we therefore will not be discussing that this evening. So move on to planning applications for consultation. Firstly, Brixington. Planning application 17/0630 full, St John's Lodge, St John's Road. Replacement and reposition detached garage. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Nicholas? But you know, have no problem with it as it is. No, Councillor Chapman, you happy to second?
Yes, I'm happy to second. I think you probably started it, and because it's structure and roof tiles, etc., he was probably told that you actually need planning permission, and he's already started it, but it looks as if he's stopped. But it was quite a nice day out, wasn't it, dear?
Yes. Good. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. The next application is 17/0627 full, 24 Brixington Lane. Construction of single-storey side and rear extensions. We've had no comments and no representations. Thank you, Councillor Nicholas. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No? Thank you. Next application is 17/0580 full, 1 Marion's Way, raised decking and new steps to front of property. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Nicholas. So it's a bit of an improvement then.
Vast improvement.
Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move on to Holsden Ward. Application 17/0731 full, 2 Iona Avenue. Construction of dormer windows, a side elevation to enable loft conversion. No statutory consultee comments and no representations. Councillor Dumper?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I felt looking at the plans and knowing the site anyway, and seeing there were no objections, I didn't see a problem with it. So
I'm happy. So, Fred's happy to second me. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17/0686 full, 7 Roundhouse Lane, extension to the side, the property to provide an additional bathroom and utility room. Highways do not wish to comment, and we've had no representations. Councillor Cahill. It's an infill, really.
To actually do the extension, I don't see it. There's been no complaints about that.
Councillor Dumper, are you happy?
No, I don't have any problem.
No. Really. Okay, I've got no problem. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17/0637 full. 47 Wordsworth Close, construction of attached dwelling. Highways do not wish to comment, and there have been no representations. Councillor Dumper?
I noticed there was an application for this before, and it was actually approved. And I did, it was a about 2 years ago, and I don't know whether, because it didn't need to be renewed, it was presumably a new application and a new specification. It's on the end of the line of houses there. And, you know, on the face of it, it doesn't seem to interfere with very much.
The only representations I have was people were concerned about the parking,
yeah,
because they've got those two or three parking spaces next to the site, and then the other people have got their parking spaces over the road, and we've had a similar one in Wordsworth, which I know caused a problem, but I didn't actually see, compared to other parts of Wordsworth Close, I didn't actually see that there was a problem, but no. Did you see it, Councillor Cahill?
Well, I'm not saying that it's a problem. What I do disagree with is the fact that this estate was built. Well, if they felt that it needed a house there, they would have built. But for these people to carry on building houses and building houses, puts a drain on the resources, you know, the drain, sewage and all the rest of it. You know, so when the area's been designed for houses, it's been designed for houses, and that's its capacity. And then we get people who own a bit of land want to build a house.
I think the only thing I would say is it is right next to the footpath that goes straight to the play park, and it's actually been a bit of land that has, it looks a bit, to be honest, it doesn't look very well cared for, bit of land. I don't know whether you'd agree, Councillor Dumper, but it looks a bit of unkept land on the end right next to the footpath.
Well, I
can go
along with that, but I do feel that, you know.
I was up there this morning, actually, and I'm not looking at the site.
No.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I'm happy.
Has the property been sold with the planning commission?
No.
Been bought by someone else to...
Not that I'm aware of. Not that it might be.
That's
I'm not aware. Yeah. I don't know.
But if the approval has already been given, they might decide they want something slightly
different.
You know, or the rest of it, bigger or...
Yeah.
They do. I mean, you know, there was one done at the end of Byron Way.
Yeah.
You know, people then say, oh, well, we've got a bit of land here, we're doing
something. Yeah, exactly. No, I totally agree with you.
I think we all agree.
I think we all agree. I think, as I say, the only thing I did think was it was a bit unkept and it was a bit of land that really, I don't think there was anything on. It was not, you know, a bit different, I thought. But, okay. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, but we'll live with it. Next application is 17, oblique 0340 full. This is 2 Fear Avenue. Construction of two-storey rear extension and front porch. Amended plans for consultation. The amended plans are showing movement of extension off the boundary with attached neighbour. Town Council had no objection to the original application. We did make some observations about trees, though, I think, as far as I'm aware. East End District Council trees. Any approval would require an amended impact assessment, tree protection plans and method statement based on the amended details, because you may recall that we did have some concerns about the trees that are on the end of Fear Avenue, and at one time, the very first application we had, I think we had a difficulty that it might cause a problem to the trees in the area. So obviously the next door neighbour had concerns about the impact on their property, so obviously the East End have put in amended plans to try and alleviate some of those problems, I think.
But we did agree it before.
We did, yeah. I'm happy. Yeah. It's got plenty of room on the site, it's just, So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is listed building consent, is East Lodge, Courtlands Lane, which is repairs to the boundary wall. Highways do not wish to comment, but have no representations. Councillor Dumper. I'm quite happy.
Yeah. Have we got
No. No, it'd have to be subject to the.
Yeah, subject to. I should say.
Yeah.
Can't see.
They've got to have a retaining wall.
They need to do it.
But I take it at night.
It's just replacing part of the wall, and it's a retaining wall. It's similar to the walls that you've got round Courtlands.
Yeah.
Limpstone Manor.
Be in the same material.
It's got to be the same, but it's a similar granite and things that's similar to what is round Courtlands. Sorry. Limpston Manor.
May I say take the pictures during the day?
I mean, I'm happy providing it subject to the listed building officer just checking it through. So proposed and seconded for approval on that basis. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Now move to Little and Ward, application 17/0777 full, 16 Dunsford Close, construction of side extension. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Councillor De Serum.
Thank you, Chair. I haven't had a look at this thing in the paperwork, and I can see that the applicant has described it as being a single story extension on the north elevation to the side of the residential property with external materials matching the existing residence. I noticed that it's not a big, large building. It's obviously going to be in keeping with the rest of the area because the applicant is keen to do that. So, unless anyone has any serious objections tonight, I would vote for it to be approved as well.
Thank you. Councillor Bill Nash.
Yes, I'm just looking at the plane. It's not really affecting anyone at all, my neighbours. That is not a big extension. Yes, I support that.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Next application is 17/0720 Major Full, 4 Elwyn Road. Conversion and extensions to existing property to provide 12 apartments, provision of car parking and bin and cycle store. We do have comments, which I will ask Sue to summarise for you.
Yes, Highways state that the access offers good visibility, but they wish conditions to be applied should planning approval be granted. This is in the interest of public safety and to prevent damage to the highway. We have one representation who are concerned about the road safety in the area, particularly as vehicles park partly on the pavement and is the cut through from Salterton Road to the avenues. Thank you.
Councillor Nash.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this application, members will remember, has come up before, but was actually 10 apartments in this Bill Victorian Villa. They have now by altering the internal structures, made a new application. 12 apartments. The important thing is, as you can see, the north elevation, which is the north elevation, it does not affect at all the existing shape of the house. There is no external extensions at all onto this lovely old building. Everything is structured inside. And if you look at all the other looking at the north in the moment, we get to see the front of the building, which is the north elevation. bring it up. That's actually the side elevation, but the west section that's backing on the side of the house, the north elevation, which is the road onto the road.
That's the front. That's it.
Yeah, that's east elevation.
That's east.
Yeah, we're showing west.
It's east elevation. We're going to write it. So there's no alteration to it at all in appearance. The one thing they have done is to put more parking spaces in, 21 for cars, 24 for bicycles. But this house stands in the largest of many houses in Exeter. And the garden is huge at the back. So it is going to be 12 flats, so they're very lucky because it's such a large park in the back and the front. You could park 40 cars in the front of the park. As far as the comment from Highways, yes, they had before, it doesn't alter, they're taking a garage down which is at the front of the property, so there'll be an in and an out entrance. The existing entrance probably would be the out, and when the old garage is coming, there will be the in, so you've got flow around. Comment was mutual from one of the owners of this Elwyn Road. He's probably quite right. The surface of the road is appalling. I've never seen some big potholes. And you will get occasional vehicle park there like we all do. But that really doesn't affect this application. I would say it's a good application and I would propose to accept it.
Thank you. Councillor De Sarum.
I would concur with what Councillor Nash said.
Thank you. Councillor Muddy Chapman.
Have we had anything from South West Water on sewerage?
No.
From one house to other problems?
There is, Chairman, comment that anything as far as water is, but this was in the early planning application, they must not be putting in the public sewer apart from waste, so the water has to be, roof water has to be dealt with separately. Although the roof area is the same as it is at the moment, but that was a condition of the last application.
Thank you.
Thank you. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. And 62. Right, we'll now move to 17/0595 full Willow Bank, Foxholes Hill. Construction of two-storey extension and extended balcony area to the southwest elevation and first floor link extension to the northeast to garage. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Councillor De Serum.
Thank you, Chair. I've had a look at the paperwork here and I've looked at the changes, the original floor plans and the new plans. And as I can see, the main significant changes will be that there will be a balcony, which we can see, the link to the floor, the first floor, a study and a larger dining room. So those are basically the main significant changes that they're going to make internally. The plot itself is on quite a large spacious area of land. As you can see from the original street map that has been given, it's quite a large plot. It doesn't seem to have any significant neighbours overlooking it. So unless anyone has any significant problems, I would recommend approval based on the fact that it's quite a respectable development.
Mm.
Looks
quite
like
a large development.
Looks like a hotel.
Quite a large house.
Mm. It is a very large house, but it's
yeah.
A big corner plot.
Mm, yeah, I know where you mean. Yeah. Okay.
No,
thank you. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0782 full, 184 Salterton Road. Retention of conservatory and fencing. There are no comments and no representations. Councillor De Serum or Councillor Nash? Councillor Nash? Councillor De Serum? One of you?
Yes, as far as I'm using, as far as I can see, there's not a significant problem. So, obviously, it's been probably constructed and probably done.
Plan.
So, unless anyone has any significant issues, I would just suggest that we recommend it for approval.
Mm. I couldn't see a problem, but Councillor Nash, I couldn't see
no,
a problem.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Next application is 16/3036 Major Full, 22-24 Albion Hill. Demolition of two dwellings and construction of 12 apartments. Amended application form and certificate of ownership details as the amended plans. It does say on here 83 objections concerning the original application, and members will remember or recall the number that came to the actual planning meeting originally. I have had some conversations with some of the people that objected to the original application who didn't obviously realise they needed to continue that into this application, but still obviously object to the primary that of the 12 apartments. But I think they will probably put something in now. I think they thought they would just all roll over all the time. Yeah.
Can I just ask what the changes are?
It's
just an amendment, isn't it?
It's purely an application going to the national press to advertise it to see if anyone owns the ground. Apparently, the applicants, although we discussed it twice, we didn't know that the applicants were a little bit mean with the truth, that they don't actually own the ground, which is the entrance to it. Now, we did on the last one time object to it because we knew it was too narrow and the garage would have to be pulled down and highways said the same. But in fact, they don't own them and they don't know who does. And hence, all this is purely, I think, it's on the screen if you know today, an advertisement to call for anyone to say, yes, I own that ground, but otherwise, if not, they won't be able to go ahead. So we don't need to make a decision.
Just to say, Chair,
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
And is it, can I ask through you, Chair Sue, if it's the considered opinion that what Bill has just described is the situation, we're just asking who owns the.
Yes, yes.
In which case, I agree with what
Yes. Mm. Yes, and the actual on the advertisement, which was in the journal actually, is asking for any owner or tenant of land who wishes to make representations because.
Mm.
And you remember at the meeting, nobody actually stated that they owned that land, but there were people who were renting the garages were making representations. So this is a legality, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm.
Renting the garages.
Yeah. And that's what, I think that's what some of the legal position was, that they were renting and paying rent, but they were paying rent through another source, which obviously they didn't know the owner, if you see what I mean. Well, it was through an agency, I suspect, and I mean, obviously, we continue our objection, but obviously I have no objection to this going in the paper, but I don't actually know, I agree with Bill, I don't actually understand why it's come through as an amended consultation, because it isn't really anything to do with the plan.
Really.
No. So I think we've just, I mean, we continue to object to the main application, and I think we just note that, because I don't actually understand why it comes through as an amended plan. Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
And we're on to town ward. Now, we've got no town representatives here, so it may be that we'll have to, other than Bill, actually, from a district council. Town ward, so the first application is 17/0608, change of use, 8 Pilot Wharf, Pierhead, change of use from retail to clinic. Councillor Masding has just commented he's got no objection because he feels that it would be better to have an occupation or somebody occupying the premises rather than having an empty shop. That's his comment. There are no representations. Has anybody got any comments? Councillor Nash?
Yeah, I agree with you. Say the shop's been empty since September last year. A new tenant wants change of use to D1. It's going to be a clinic for rehabilitation on spinal conditions, and there could be a treatment of base to get put in there. It's going to be open 5 days a week starting at for patients to be referred to. So I would say it's a very good use. May go to D1.
And they've got therapists and things down there anyway, haven't they, in other shops?
Yeah.
They've got reflaxations, haven't they, that, and things. So, I mean, it's not as if it's a totally new... No. Okay, I'm happy. So I'm happy to second. So proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0574 full, 6 the Esplanade. Demolish a small section of the front of one garage to align with the other garage. Remove the existing roof covering and create an unequal pitch roof to refurbish the existing garages. Comments, highways and conservation do not wish to comment. And Councillor Masding's comment is not visible from the seafront, probably an improvement. No obvious reasons for objection. I see we've got a homemade plan here. Councillor Nash.
Yeah. I would say what they're doing, they're taking down an asbestos roof, which is leaking anyway, and replacing it with a somewhat safer material roof. They are actually also putting up what is photovoltaic panels, solar panels, on one side of the roof, and there's a picture there somewhere showing that they've got some light shining through. But they're straightening the frontage up, so they can actually use it to drive in and out. It doesn't really affect where faces on to, as one of the back roads, it doesn't really affect any neighbours, so I would say yes.
Probably a bit of an improvement, like Councillor Masding says. Okay, I'm happy to second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Any against? No, thanks. Next application is, we now move to Withycombe Raleigh Ward. First application is 17/0760 full, 3 Freelands Close. Construction of 2-storey side extension and single-storey rear extension. Demolition of existing garage. Councillor Brenda Taylor has written in. Do you want to just summarise that one for me?
Yes, Councillor Taylor objects to this 2-storey extension as it would be too overbearing to number 4 who would lose all their privacy as there are four windows on the first floor level overlooking the kitchen and the garden. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Does members want to wish to see the plan as we have? Are we happy? I'm going to say it looks as if it's quite close, doesn't it, to the adjoining property?
There isn't a terrific amount of room there.
No, because you know that area anyway.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. So you concur really with what's being said here about the windows and the.
I don't know what the neighbours have. The neighbours
no.
commented or.
No,
they've
they haven't at the
moment.
Office. Oh, they've been in the office.
They've asked Brenda Taylor as visitor number four.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, we've got a proposal and seconded. Proposed and seconded for refusal on the basis, as Councillor Brenda Taylor has written, that it would be overbearing to number four and obviously would be loss of their privacy, presumably light as well, and not loss of amenity to adjoining neighbour. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 06454, 11A Drake's Avenue. Proposed new dwelling. Councillor Taylor has no objection, but is unsure of the design. Councillor Cagle.
Thank you, Chairman. This is another application of one that we'd already agreed.
Right.
And it was the dwelling behind, and it's a new dwelling behind the existing dwelling, right next to the entrance to Moore. So we've passed it, but I actually saw the applicants and they've just changed the design.
Right.
And so that's why they.
Well, strange, it's a new one then and not an amendment, isn't it?
It's passive house.
It's not a new.
No. Okay, well, Brenda has obviously visited and has no objection.
There's like a separate driveway to the existing house.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm happy to concur, but you know, if Councillor Taylor's visited, and obviously
well,
it's
the coach house
that's what I was going to say.
Corner.
It's not, yeah, I've got no problem with that. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17, oblique 0448 full, 45 Macy Road. Construction of attached dwelling and parking area. Highways are given normal standing advice. I have no comment for Brenda on this one.
She said she thought it would fit in.
Right, okay. Have a quick look then. Right. Oh, I see.
Sat in front of the other one.
Yeah, so it's on the hill. It's going next
front,
to it, isn't it?
No,
there.
It's adjoining it.
Yeah.
You see it's.
Yeah, so it's next to behind it.
Yeah.
To that one that we were just looking at.
It's squashing them in again.
Hmm. So it's adding
in front of the windows on the side.
Can you make
it larger
on the up there, that one? There? See.
Yeah.
Is that Bradham Court just above that house? No, the cut through is just above that house, isn't it? Yeah, there's some dead land there. And yeah. It is squashing it in a bit. Right on the curve.
Not the same development.
So we go
literally
there.
You're coming round the corner up the
yeah.
top here, out of shot, and then going down Macy Road. Mm-hmm. And the entrance through into the walkway it cuts through is
just
on
Macy Road.
Isn't that
Newlands?
Isn't this
Newlands? That is Macy Road, that's the one that comes out from the
Newlands.
That's the one? Yeah, that's Newlands.
Yeah.
The top is Macy Road.
Yeah, and that's Newlands coming down, isn't
yeah,
it?
That's right.
This is counted as Macy Road, this house, but building down
yeah,
here, I don't know if it would be counted as.
Oh, right, so
yeah.
That's
the roads we're in
Newlands.
Is Newlands, so it's the back of a house in Macy Road. On the top, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
May I ask, Chair, is the proposal going to be a bungalow?
No, attached dwelling.
Semi-detached dwelling.
Plans from that angle, please.
plans for that angle. So semi-detached
that.
Detached dwelling. I don't think it really. I don't think it fits in with the street scene, because Newlands Avenue is very much bungalows. A lot of them are bungalows in Newlands Avenue. Otherwise they're nearly all bungalows in Newlands Avenue, aren't they? I know their houses in Macy's got quite a lot of difference, but personally, I think that would be detrimental to the street scene.
But you know, East End District Council allowed that modern one down the bottom.
I mean they are nearly all bungalows down that road as far as I'm aware. I mean, how do you feel, Brian, because you're with the Cum as well? I mean, have you got any?
I just meant from an observation
point of view.
From what I can see at the moment, that being prejudicial to it, it doesn't look that attractive to me.
No.
And it's overlooking the bungalows, and it looks out of character, but please don't quote me, gentlemen, with the press.
No. No, it's all right, because you reserved your right anyway. I mean, that's what Mark used to do. So.
Okay.
I think I'd propose refusal on the basis that I think it's out of keeping with the street scene, and I think it's overbearing on the other properties. Yes, Councillor Dumper.
All I was going to say was, we can all say a rose by any other name and smell as sweet, but the problem that Ron's raises is a real one, that it is being described as Macy Road, whereas the street scene we're asking to fit it in is Newlands.
I think we probably need to highlight that as well. I think when we return our objections, I think we need to say that we feel it's going to be, out of character with the properties in Newlands Avenue, which is mainly of the bungalows. Because, I mean, actually, we've had a couple in Hulsdon which have been refused recently because it's out of character with bungalows recently. That's why I think we need to say that it's out with the street scene in Newlands Avenue, because otherwise they might say, well, Macy Road, which is a similar what we've just said to Councillor Gagel, isn't it, that you've got houses and things in Macy Road and all sorts of properties. Okay, so proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application 17, oblique 0764 Full 3 Ash Cottages, Wood Lane. Construction of a two-storey rear extension and installation of roof lights. Councillor Taylor was unable to view the rear of the property but has no objection to the plans that she's seen. I don't think they said when I looked at it, it didn't overlook anybody anyway, I don't think. Because I think it was at the rear. We got one with the location, just.
Similar to the one, number two.
I don't see any objection to it because it's similar to others in the area. And when I looked at the plan, the location plan.
Is there a map there?
The location. Have you got the location one at the beginning? Or just the location plan. Down there, look. Next one, isn't it? Next one, location plan.
Just had it.
Yeah, just. Next one down.
That
one.
Yeah.
No. That one, that's
it.
Yeah. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, so it's not going to be a problem. Yeah, and it's going to be at the rear, so it's not going to overlook. It's going to have got plenty of room, in the sense it's not going to overlook anybody or do anything.
Presumably the neighbours haven't complained.
Nope. Okay, I'm happy to go along with Councillor Taylor. I'll propose approval. Second. Thank you. Propose and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No. Thank you. Licensing.
I
So it's only item 7, the items for consideration, Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Licensing Policy Review. I defer this from the last meeting to give a chance for people to actually view it before tonight. It's basically East Devon District Council's licensing compliance for all parties. East Devon is currently carrying out a review of the Hackney Carriage and Private Hire Licensing document, and that you could access the draft revised policy document, which actually there's quite a lot of changes to highlighted in red, was there not?
Yeah.
I think most of the document was highlighted in red. So I don't know if anybody's had any time to look at it and whether you wanted to put any comment in from this council at all, whether you just wanted to note it and make your own personal comments. No, I didn't. I thought actually they were mainly, the comments were mainly quite sensible actually. It was just really updating most of it. It wasn't.
It was basically just tidying up and coming up to date along.
That's what I mean. It's in line with general policy. Yeah, so I didn't actually see any.
I prefer to have a look at it myself, having been in Hackney Carriage Drive myself for a number of years, many years ago.
Yeah.
I think I'd probably have a look at it and consult.
That's absolutely fine. I mean, it was mainly updating and bringing it up to what was general law and general normal practice now, which needs to be strengthened, but there's a lot of alterations to it when you read through it. Okay, well, we'll just note it on that basis. That,
and councillors can respond individually.
Yeah. No, I don't think they have.
Too busy gassing.
Yeah, come on in. So now just moving on to the second item for consideration, which is just the East Devon Villages Plan, notice of publication. The Villages Plan should be read along the East Devon Plan, which is in respect to the East Devon Village Plan, defines built-up boundaries for the settlements of Beer, Broadcliffe, Cliss St Mary, Collop, Neath, Budley, Fenneton, Kilmington, Musbury, Newton, Poppleford, Sidbury, Upline, West Hill, Wimpole and Woodbury. Also includes a policy on town centre vitality. For Colleton, and a policy on village centre vitality for Beer, and also includes chapters for Greendale Business Park and Hill Barton Business Park. So it's really just a case of just notification of publication, and that the proposed submission plan sustainably appraisal and all of the supporting documents can be viewed on the East Devon website, and they've put the link, and they're just inviting any representations by the 10th of May. My personal view is that as this is something really considering the villages and doesn't affect Exmouth Town Council in any significant way, I would ask members if they want to make any representations to make individual representations, because I don't think it's really, we really need to have a town response with regard to the village plan. And items for information, notification of accept works to protected trees, Marley House, Higher Marley Road. And then the planning decisions. One Larch Close, which we had an objection, but they're given conditional approval. Davy Court, which we know that we objected to. And 25 Witherton Park Drive, which we strongly objected to, which have been given conditional approval, which I'm quite concerned about, because that was very overbearing for the person next door to 25, where it was making it into a... Yeah, it came to us two or three times and was actually quite overbearing and making it more into a chalet house, well, more into a house than a bungalow. Mm. So I'm quite disappointed with that one, but never mind. We tried. And there being no other business, I'll close the meeting. Yeah. Oh, hang on. I've got something else. 10? Devon County Council, sorry. Planning decisions. That's just says no objection to given conditional approval.
Dinner
Way Link. Somebody's spelling mistake. Yes. So there being no other business, I'll now close the meeting. Thank you.